Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Last month, master diver Annette Spaulding was under the surface of the Connecticut River when a small rock carving materialized in the murky water in front of her. Crying into her mask, she realized it was the petroglyph she had been searching for the past 30 years. Annette Spaulding joins me now to talk about her find. Annette, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Good afternoon. What a beautiful day today.
Yes, isn't it? And I want you to take us out from the sunshine and dive under the water.
Absolutely, because that's where I usually am. I don't think I'll ever have a suntan. So
yes, take us under and what it was like when this petroglyph appeared to you. What did it look like and what were you doing underwater?
Okay, so for about 30 years off and on, I have been searching, in between other things I've been searching for a large rock called Indian Rock. It's been underwater since the dam went in 1909. Very significant. Five eagles are engraved on this rock, along with a person, what appears to be maybe a dog or a wolf, and two eels or snakes. And it's a large wall, about 12 feet long, 8 feet wide. And I've been searching for this. There's no definite description of exactly where it is. So I've covered a lot of area. I've moved a lot of silt by hand and a lot of sand and mud, hundreds of pounds. I feel like a construction worker instead of a diver at times. But anyway, in search of this large, there's two sites, this larger one I'm looking for, and also a recording back in 1806 and 1807 of a petroglyph, a single petroglyph, that was on a significant rock that has also been lost underwater for more than 100 years. So in my search, I really thought that these eagles are 8 inches long and about 5 inches wide, and they're deeply engraved. And I really thought that I would find that first. But I was really shocked. I was getting low on air. I was near the end of my dive. And I started fanning another whole area, another whole ledge of the area that I've been searching for many years. And all of a sudden, I saw these two beautiful white horizontal lines that were just really amazing. They were white quartz, about an inch and a half wide, but they almost look like waves on the water or the river or an ocean. And I thought to myself, wow, these are really significant, beautiful white quartz lines. And just as I'm running out of air, getting low, I thought, I'm going to keep fanning here. I'm going to keep looking. And my face was only about 6 inches from the stone because the visibility was so bad for me stirring it up and looking. And all of a sudden, right before my face, as the silt settled for a moment, I have this single petroglyph staring back at me. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited to find this. I can't even believe I found this one before I found the other big one. But this was really a significant find to me. This was a more shallow hammer stone, a little bit more shallow in the stone than what I am looking for, what I've been looking for. This was the other site that was mentioned in 1806 and 1807, and I was thrilled to find it. It's very, very similar. This particular one is very similar to the ones in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Beautiful petroglyphs there, the round faces, the two little either feathers or antennas, but I believe they're supposed to symbolize feathers. And it's very similar to that one, where the larger petroglyph site that I'm looking for is very, very different. There's no round faces on it. There's eagles and the person. And so this one, the mystery is how old it is. Was it made by the same people that did the ones in Bellows Falls? But it was such an exciting find for me. And every day when I can go down in the evenings and dive, and on weekends I've been diving, and this past weekend I dove looking so intensely for, I just feel closer and closer to the big one, and I'm really excited about it.
Annette, you're like an underwater female Indiana Jones. It's really fabulous to hear you describe what it's like to look for these. And just to catch people up here, I mean, this is, as you mentioned, a petroglyph that had been written about, so it was known, and it was not submerged initially, but it was in 1909 when the river was dammed down below, and so this petroglyph went underwater. water, and so you've been trying to find it. As you said, it's a face. It's got two eyes. It's got these things that may represent feathers, but it's small. It's only about 6 inches long or 6 inches around. So what happens to the petroglyph now that you've found it?
Well, the first thing that I did, other than being so excited, I notified the state archaeologist in Montpelier, and his name is Jess Robinson. And he was aware that it was recorded that this existed, but no one, again, knew. It was never documented exactly where this was, and nobody has seen it for more than 100 years. So I took photos of it for Jess, and it is now recorded in the state archives. I've talked to a number of wonderful historians and historical societies and interested people in the last few weeks, and it's going to be, I believe that the silt has protected it underwater. The silt that fills into it and filled in the little face has protected this from abrasion, maybe from wind. It's pretty protected under there. So for non-divers, people can look at it, you know, by my video that I did take. A good friend of mine, Amy Maurer, underwater photographer, came this weekend, and I took her out to show it to her, and she did a lot of photographs for me for some of my presentations I'll be doing for Historical Society study next week. But I videotaped some with my GoPro that I have, and they came out pretty good, and I think possibly Amy's going to help me just post those on maybe online so people can get the feeling of what it looked like to clear that rock and see that for the first time, and they can see the white lines that I'm talking about. And that's really important to me, to share with people that don't dive what I saw that they have interest in, and that means so much to me, and children and schools. It's critical.
Well, and to try to figure out maybe exactly who made this petroglyph and why and what it exactly represents, a lot still to uncover, even though you have now found this stone carving itself. Annette Spaulding is a master diver who lives in Rockingham, and she's been telling us about a submerged petroglyph in the Connecticut River near Brattleboro that she found after searching on and off for it for the past 30 years. Annette, congratulations, and thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you. And it's funny you mentioned Indiana Jones. So many of my friends call me Indiana Jones.
Well, Indiana Jones / Annette Spaulding, what a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.